For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
It is October 26th, 2020. Wrestling Inc., Monday Night Raw, the night after Hell in a Cell. I'm Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Raj Geary. Matt, we got Raj two nights in a row. We were blessed.
Yep.
What have we done to deserve this bounty of your presence, Mr. Raj Geary?
I should have stopped with last night, because tonight was all right. I don't know. It was all right.
Yeah. I mean, there were some high points tonight. There was some stuff I really liked, but then there was a lot where it was just kind of like, okay, we got a while till Survivor Series. Let's try and hang with this. I mean, The Miz and Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre. I mean, I don't know. What did you think of Miz with his crowning victory promo tonight? Is Mr. Money in the Bank sort of, you know, throwing some obscure threats about, you know, is he going to cash in? What's he going to do? People are so upset. Yeah, well, in regards to Randy, in regards to Drew, I mean, The Miz essentially now using this to insert himself in the Drew-Randy feud, which already is on pause because we found out tonight it is going to be Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns at Survivor Series.
Wow. Yeah. I like Miz having the briefcase. I do. I don't like Drew beating them both up, but whatever. He's not the champion anymore, so, like, I'm not saying you bury him or anything, but I don't know. I didn't like tonight's show. I'm just going to put that out there for all the fans. I hated tonight's show.
Hated. You gave hated, like... you
tell them the text message. When you guys sent me the link, what was my reply?
I do not want to do this show tonight.
Wow. Roger, bad attitude.
Itself, but talk about it. I don't want to talk about the show.
Didn't want to talk about the show. Yeah.
Roger, bad attitude fun running off of Matt Morgan.
Firefly Funhouse was good.
That was great.
That's all I got.
The that was fantastic. The Matt Riddle match was good.
Was it?
I thought it was good. I mean, it was hard hitting. I thought it was really good, actually. I thought it was one of the best matches Sheamus.
It's original because of his offense. Yes, his matches are always good, actually. Yeah. But like, we're really reaching here. This is Monday Night Raw, the flagship show. After a pay-per-view.
Right. Yeah, no kidding. And I thought you know, if you miss Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns being announced, it's because it was like a backstage segment, you know, with the New Day spoofing the Street Profits. That's a
Which
big match. They should
probably confused a lot of people tuning in, not paying that close of attention.
I mean,
probably.
You got it's a big match. You should have had Stephanie McMahon out there being, you know, oh, it's the one time a year, the brand supremacy, and it's going to be Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. You know, that's not just a comedy backstage segment, but.
Yes.
Outside of that, I got to say, this opening segment, I thought Miz and Morrison were hilarious.
They were funny.
Yeah. And kind of overshadowed Drew.
Oh, yeah. And Drew, like, crushing Miz's sunglasses. Yeah.
Right.
Like, he looked like a bully dork.
Yeah. He's just not, he's not witty. Like, he's not coming up with cool lines like a Steve Austin, whatever, John Cena, where you say something and don't just come across as a bully.
Yeah. Go back to Triple H. Go back to Triple H and Rock. When they always, you always hear that Triple H used to just like bury him, and Rock finally would come backstage like, listen, he keeps getting the last word in. I got to do something. And you know, Bruce Prichard's like, look, you're on live TV. If you're willing to say something, you're willing to say. Just know if it doesn't go over, you got to answer for it when you come back here. But that's your choice. Yeah. And Rock started getting more confident and fighting back in his promos, and then obviously reversing that fortune, very misfortune, very quickly.
Yeah,
you got to let it hang. You got to let it hang out there. You cannot be scared to let stuff fly and some new things, and especially nowadays when they're overly scripted. You know, you've got to get away from that. You got to try new things and see if it works or not, because this going off the script and what they're writing for him, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know. And I think Miz and Morrison, and if you look at all the charisma they have and then look at the intensity Randy has, this actually is backfiring on Drew, because I think that when you took the title off Drew is starting to seem like one of these things is not like the other. When you've got the Miz, who still is at the peak of his charisma, gravitas, and star power. Randy, who's revitalized, and Drew, who I think is still finding his way, and the lack of an audience has really hurt him this year.
That's a good point. That is a good point about lack of audience, because that's where you try stuff out in front of, especially on house shows, to see what works, and then you bring it to TV. He doesn't have that. That's a good point, actually.
And he was gaining steam there at the end before crowds went away with Lesnar.
Yes.
He was claymoring him on stage.
Remember that pop he was getting? Like,
Real quick, some of these Super Chat. Jody Shauna Jenkins with the $5 Super Chat. Canadian saying, I'm trying to figure out the end game for Retribution. Would love to hear your thoughts. I feel like a big name will be added. I think it's going to be gone within a month and a half.
I'm more excited about who they're going to add to the Hurt Business to be able to face Mia Yim in a 5-on-5 match at Survivor Series.
Really quick. Yeah. Actually, yeah. We also, I want to, can we address Nick Hausman's comments? By any chance?
Wait, what now?
His comments on what his feeling of Retribution was.
Oh, no,
I just saw it on Twitter. I never checked my Twitter, but I did tonight. And before I went on the air, just to make sure fans didn't have a question or something about the show. Anyways, it was something along the lines, I don't want to butcher it, so please read it on Twitter if you guys can. It's on our under our Wrestling Inc. logo or tag. It's something along the lines of, this is like Vince's opinion of something in society, and because it was designed on purpose to fail, Vince showing his dominance against things like he didn't like, or something like that.
Here's the tweet. Hello, everyone. Retribution was never meant to succeed or be cool. It was intended to vilify and weaken an ideology that Vince McMahon does not agree with. Thanks, Nick. Now, let me say this. Let's take the real world out of the equation. Okay,
so
we
I've
know.
Got an idea. I've got an idea. This. I'm bored. I'm a zillionaire. I'm just going to throw stuff on my TV that I don't get. I'm just going to be honest. I never got into Tifa from them. I've never gotten any of that crap when I watch this group.
Okay, that aside, the ideology Vince does not agree with, forget how they look. And I understand that comparison early on with the black hoodies and what the stereotype is of Antifa in the media. Okay, forget that for a second. The ideology Vince doesn't agree with is we've had former released talents shitting on WWE all year, saying, oh, you released us at the height of a pandemic when you're making record profits. Oh, you're exploiting us by taking over our Twitch accounts and our Cameo. Forget Antifa, and I'm giving Nick a little latitude here with what he's saying, but I'm saying this is Vince.
That's very different then. Okay, then that's very different.
This is Vince trying to make fun of WWE critics as opposed to people he sees in black hoodies that are protesting for whatever reason on the news. I think this is Vince. And I've said this. I could very well see if Andrew Yang gets steam, mark my words, if things go a certain way in the election and Andrew Yang is in charge of commerce or small business, I guarantee you next year there will be a character that is meant to represent Andrew Yang on TV that they will make fun of because Vince is that petty of a person in wanting to take shots at his enemies.
I think they've been very careful to stay clear of politics lately. Like, and I'm talking about for years.
Yes.
Yeah, but for a different reason, though. Right now, it's a little too close to home. It's a little weird. We could say this. Matt and I have said this on the air. We live in a very polarized environment. I think the WWE is an even more complicated situation, given that Linda McMahon is in the administration, that Donald J. Trump is in the Hall of Fame, yeah, or she was. Not anymore. Yeah. Okay, she was. The Trump's history with the WWE, I think it's more complicated. I'm telling you, I think they're going to feel a little more latitude if they feel like they're the underdogs that are being vilified and crucified by an administration overstepping its bounds to ensure in Vince's mind score points against them should things change come January. So
well, how come they didn't do that? Let me ask you this. Why didn't they do that when, let's just say, Barack Obama was in power and Senator Waxman enforced drug steroid testing? Why didn't they make a storyline about him?
They did. I don't think that was Linda McMahon's opponent that one time.
That's weak. I'm talking about something serious that was direct shot against WWE, and if Vince was that petty, I'm not saying he's not, but if he was this petty, why would he not go right for the jugular against, again, Senator, I think it was Harry Waxman, whatever the hell his name was.
Harry Waxman is a fantastic name, by the way. Vince should have used that.
He's the one that pushed through the Senate, I want to say, those needing to have steroid testing in WWE. That really screwed up Vince's business big time. So why would he not do a character making fun of him?
I don't think that's as partisan of an issue. Remember George W. Bush in his State of the Union address upon re-election, like in the State of the Union, said we need to address steroids in baseball. So I don't think that's as polarizing of an issue, but look what's happening in California, Matt. It's different in Florida. In California right now, every other ad on the air is about this Prop 21, about Uber and Lyft drivers being seen as independent contractors.
Yes.
Like, because that's really going to mess with their business. So what I'm saying
is
that
they're going to price themselves out of the market is what's going to end up happening.
It's messing with my business. I can't hire people from California.
So, but this is a much bigger issue and one that I think has more partisan sides to it. I think steroids, everybody can get behind that. I think, right? I mean, it goes back to the 80s. Drugs are bad. Just say no.
It's steroid, not partisan at all. Of course it's not.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying it was a left-leaning administration that pushed that.
Sure. But I'm telling you, independent contractors and reclassifying that would be huge. That, and Vince does not want to be forced to do that by any sort of government oversight.
I will say this as well. If there is a union in wrestling ever, which I do believe there will be, I will say this much. It will affect wrestlers' bottom line pay. No question about it. WWE will take a loss on this because of this, paying everybody's insurance and things like that. And I'm for them having a union, for the record.
Yeah.
What I'm worried about is I'm taking it out on them with their paychecks and what their contracts are going to be worth because of making up the difference with insurance and more insurance.
But let me ask you a question, Matt. You looking back on your career right now, and granted, we can argue about who's best to make decisions for their own money, but look at what we see with a lot of wrestlers in their later careers. I think there are a lot of guys that have been in this business for a long time who would gladly have made a little less early on to have a pension and lifetime health care.
No question.
To take care of.
No question. I agree with that. I'm just saying at first, it will be a shock to their system.
Sure.
And it will take away from their bottom line big time.
Yeah, so we'll see. By the way, this conversation all more interesting than the majority of Monday Night Raw tonight, if you don't watch the show.
Shaw with the $5 super chat saying, Roman versus Randy at Survivor Series match should have been promoted better instead of a comedy segment with The New Day. And also, no way Roman loses. I agree. You cannot beat Roman right now.
Oh, man. Roman's got to win this.
Gosh, we missed a few here.
Chris Pantaleo, $1.99. Miz needs to reinvent his gimmick. It's old.
Still entertaining to me. He's still funny as hell.
And I think with Morrison, I feel like it is rejuvenated a little bit.
It is. It kind of jabrones Morrison a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think both of these guys, I think pre-Money in the Bank, like 6 months ago, I think both of these guys would have been higher on the card as singles acts.
I don't see that. We've seen with John Morrison. I don't see Vince pushing him for whatever reason.
It's his fault for not doing that, not John's. It drives me nuts.
I don't know. I think he's super talented.
Brett Murphy, $6, saying, didn't watch the show, but all I got to say is just two words for you, Matt. Johnny Silver, a.k.a. Johnny Hungry. Give it up, boys. Murph out. Thank you,
Brett Murphy. To get more money out of you, you'll like this, Raj. Brett Murphy, did you watch tonight's Being the Elite? Did you watch our man, Johnny Silver, absolutely kill it once again on tonight's episode? It was a Halloween edition. This guy is hilarious. He does no wrong.
Justin Lopez, $5, saying, last time I can recall, Roman facing Orton was SummerSlam 2014, so it's been a minute.
Yeah, Roman beat him there.
Let's see. There were a couple
Roman was
more.
First getting his big baby face push. Singles push.
Ryan W. saying, Drew does nothing for me. I've tried to like him.
Yeah, I know, right? He looks like $1 million. He's got everything it takes to be the guy, right? So I don't know what it is. Is it his, I hate to sound like a jerk, but is it his accent?
No.
Is that what it is? Is it, what is it then? Because he looks like $1 trillion.
They went all in on him being heel for a minute. He did that awesome segment where he beat the crap out of Heath Slater and like just demoralized and demeaned him, which was like, I thought one of the best heel segments, certainly one of the most effective and dark heel segments in recent memory.
And Moxley.
Yeah, and then putting him as a babyface, I think we all felt good about him after WrestleMania, but I don't know. They're just, again, it's a lack of a crowd. You can't have a hot babyface, a hot new babyface, without the crowd really getting behind him.
You're right.
We can't write him off until we've seen.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's hard for anyone, yeah.
Kronoshaw, $2, saying, I didn't like Raw either, Matt, being the elite John Silver.
Yes, much better. Much better time spent.
Chris Went, $5, this Monday night, and Lana goes through a table. What a shock.
No kidding. 6 weeks? 6 out of the last 7 weeks?
John Cena's Bald Spot, $2, saying, how about Naomi in the Hurt Business?
Yeah.
It does seem like it would fit.
Would you guys ever buy her as a heel? She's so, like, nice and cool, likable. Her offense is crazily babyface geared.
But her versus Mia Yim?
I thought that with Bayley too. So,
but I could be wrong. Yeah.
But the Hurt Business, are the Hurt Business heels anymore? Ugh. I'm not getting strong heel vibes from them anymore.
Anyone that beats up Retribution, it's they're kind of a babyface, right?
Yes.
Ryan Ricotta, $4.99, saying, I feel like Retribution is Vince's version of AEW, ex-WWE stars who didn't get a chance, trying to rise up against him, so he squashes them. It does fit into Nick Hausman's statement about ideology. It is kind of the same thing. I think this is Vince feels like he's settling a couple scores with this one. It's a twofer
because
or a threefer.
What I was going to say about Nick's stuff earlier, and I love Nick. I like a lot what he posts, honestly. I agree with a lot of it. But in my head, there's no way Vince McMahon even knows what that is. He's no way he knows what Antifa is. I'm telling you.
Yeah, so the other stuff makes more sense. Like,
dude, he didn't even know what Seinfeld was. Dude, I'm telling you. He really? Doesn't know what Antifa is.
Yeah. Makes sense he and Sami Zayn don't get along better.
But he does get anti-WWE ideology. Yeah.
And think about it. It's the Hurt Business. Business against Retribution. Retribution who's attacking the business. It all makes sense when you think about it.
Oh, my God. Stop. Just go on to the show, please.
It's not the Hurt Friendship, Matt. Jamon John. Matt, please react to Rambo MK11 fatality on YouTube. Rambo's in Mortal Kombat 11?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think so. I remember seeing that.
Huh.
Please react to Rambo. What? I'm lost.
Yeah, Rambo is a character in Mortal Kombat 11.
Shut up, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Stallone. Stallone tweeted something about that.
Huh.
I wish I could give you a better reaction, but this is all news breaking to me right now. I think that's awesome.
I was telling Raj off the other night, I got an Oculus Quest for VR and I've been playing Beat Saber. Oh my God. Like I've found like a video game I'm back into. Very cool stuff. And you can watch the wrestling, the next VR, the manias and the pay-per-view stuff they've shot before there. See, if I talk about it, Matt, then I can write it off on my taxes. It was a business expense.
Is there a super chat in there that starts the damn show?
Not yet.
Is that in there? Is that in
Jackson Catlin's $4.99. I want to get done with this. I got some Beat Saber to play. I figured out how to add custom songs. Jackson Catlin's $4.99 saying Fiend causes DQ in Roman Orton match. Ooh. My prediction.
I think. Yeah, I can see that. I can see them doing a non-finish in that. But I actually think they'll probably have Roman win.
And the last super chat before we dive into the show, Ethan Kaufman, $5. There's nothing Alexa could do wrong. Even the Firefly Funhouses are better with her involved. I agree. I want Dark Alexa versus Asuka for the Raw Women's Championship. I think that Fiend is money. And what we saw from her tonight, Alexa, in my mind, has just leapt into being one of the top four women in the company, maybe even ahead of Bayley. Maybe she's like number four, number three.
I feel like she's better outside of the ring right now, though.
Is with the character stuff, yes. We need to see something from her absolutely sadistic in the ring, though.
Yeah.
Not I don't know what that like, is. Is it a bloodbath on whoever her opponent is, kind of like Brood style? Is it you know, something crazy like that? Like, you know what I mean? It can't be a normal wrestling match.
Yeah.
And finally, Big Feet Sneakerhead saying, very disappointed NXT isn't involved this year in the Survivor Series, and we will get to that soon.
Yes. So after the opening segment, we had a Team Raw Survivor Series qualifier. AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy. This match went back and forth a bit tonight. What'd you think of this, Matt?
Good use of the big man. That dude is over already, big time. I can't wait to watch him wrestle eventually.
Yeah, 7'3", Jordan. Oh, gosh, I have the hardest time saying his last name.
Everyone knows who we're talking about. They know who we're talking about. He's humongous. He's, like, my eyes do not go off of him. Like, he's huge.
Yeah, he's got presence. He looks the part. I mean, he's just, and he's thick. It's not like that.
Yes, that he's a basketball player build. No.
Right.
Look at his damn arms. He's pretty damn big.
And then, of course, after AJ Styles won, Elias came out and came up from behind, guitar Hardy. Shot on Hardy as payback for last night.
I like that.
Akira Tozawa and Drew Gulak versus the Lucha House Party.
It should never have been on Monday Night Raw.
What was on main event? Whatever was on main event is an insult that it was on main event tonight instead of this match.
Yes.
Why did R-Truth come out? What was the point of that?
I don't know.
He had nothing else to do.
I mean, he comes out to get attacked and have people take his title. That made no sense to me. I thought they tried to explain it, but it made no sense. This 24/7 stuff to me, I mean, there are times when it could be funny, but way more times when it's not. And this was one of those. It was just a waste of time.
Okay, let's talk about the high point. Oh, Lucha House Party won for those keeping score.
Nobody is.
Yes, let's talk about the high point of tonight. I think it was the high point. The Firefly Funhouse, Bray Wyatt, as the Mad Hatter in his tea party with the puppets. And a special guest was there, Alexa Bliss, who brought the tea and poisoned Ramblin' Rabbit.
That was awesome.
Arsenic, right?
Arsenic, yeah. Yeah, this was crazy. This was crazy. This was well done. I like the Alice in Wonderland riff they were doing. I liked Alexa in the trance with the colored contacts and looking evil.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, like, they had me so excited for Moment of Bliss tonight. I was actually a little disappointed that we didn't get more craziness with it. But this was fantastic. Give these two an entire episode. Give them more to do with this. This is the hottest thing on Monday Night Raw right now, by a wide margin, in my opinion.
Yeah, probably.
Yes, the bar is very low.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I wasn't a fan of when this angle started, but I will admit, I think they're really good now. I think they're a good duo. And that's another reason I think Alexa should be out of the ring, because I think she's way more effective just doing this. And once she's in the ring, she's kind of back to just a regular person, kind of.
Yes, very important not to book her as a wrestler. Like, she's got to be a supernatural gimmick when she's in that ring if she wrestles.
Yeah.
Like, it can't be an actual match. It has to be ding ding and then, like, something, I don't know, the sky falls. Something crazy has to happen.
But, man, you talk about taking their sweet-ass time. It's been, like, 3 months now these two have been together. And tonight, I feel like, like, just the last week or two, we're really finally seeing the potential of this pay off.
That's a great point, actually. And that's a slow burn, right?
Yeah.
That's working. Hopefully they continue.
Yeah. This was really, really good. If you don't watch anything else on Raw tonight, go back and watch this. It was fantastic. And I like the whenever she would mention something about fire and Bray and the memory of Randy Burton burning down the Wyatt family clubhouse, the shed. I like the continuity there. Like this.
Yeah,
there's a lot they can do with this. And it's funny, though, because you've got Bray and his issues with Randy. You've got Drew that's still got his issues with Randy. You've got Miz teasing a cash in on Randy, and then you got Randy facing Roman at Survivor Series. There's a lot going on. Like, give Drew and the Miz something else to do right now. Let's not spread this too thin. Everyone's coming after Randy.
Yeah, when I saw Drew and Randy, we'll get to it, but when they start brawling again, I was like, you know.
Yeah. So, this was absolutely fantastic. We had a Team Survivor Series, Team Raw Survivor Series qualifier with Elias versus Keith Lee. And Keith Lee got the win here. And Jeff Hardy appeared to smash a guitar over Elias's back.
Nothing.
Keith Lee, they've just turned him into another guy pretty quickly.
Which is funny because you think about
it. At least he got the win, though.
But think about him at Survivor Series last year. Think about him at the Royal Rumble. Like, he has fallen.
Yes.
But Keith Lee and AJ Styles, it's a good start to Team Raw.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the tag team elimination match, the Hurt Business versus Retribution. Matt, who's your favorite member of Retribution?
Slap.
I'm just going to say.
LJ saying the one dude in Retribution reminds me of the Predator. I was thinking that too.
Dio Madden?
But Dio Madden's, I do think, looks cool for what it's worth.
It does, but it is very cool. Predator looking.
Yeah, that's why I think it's cool.
So Mia Yim mid-match starts convulsing.
Reckoning?
Yeah, Reckoning. And the ref called her Mia. Yelling, Mia. God, that was so bad. It was just such bad television. And so
let me get this straight. Did she like fake a seizure or something or possession or something to cause a distraction here?
Yeah, it felt like she was faking a drug overdose or something.
Yeah, that's kind of dicey.
Yeah. But surprise, it turned out to be a ruse, but it did eliminate MVP. So Retribution has pinned one person since they've been on. And then Lashley and T-Bag battle to a double count out. And then who's the other guy? Predator.
Mace? T-Bar?
Mace.
Slapjack?
How did he get eliminated?
I don't know.
Shelton Benjamin pinned him. Anyway.
I got to be honest. I went and got the mail during this match.
Why? We
That's how excited I was.
Just say what the
winner
was.
How quickly
please.
They've lost faith in this group.
Oh, you know? Ali grabbed a steel chair and hit Cedric with it. DQ for Retribution. Her business wins.
I just think with Dijakovic, you know, Ali, Mia Yim, I hope they drop this angle sooner rather than later. Go back, repackage these guys because they've got way more potential than this.
Do you Dio Madden too?
Yeah, well, yeah, he's green still, so he could use some time, you know, still in NXT. But, I mean, on the main roster, I think Dijakovic, Mia Yim, are both ready.
Yeah.
Ron Wally is asking, how would you book Roman versus Randy in your opinion? What do you think, Matt?
You didn't ask me.
Matt's like, am I getting paid for this super chat? Why do I have to answer?
Anyways, obviously, Roman's got to absolutely, no question, win this.
What do you think, Glenn?
I mean, it shouldn't be like Lesnar, where like Roman just comes out and destroys Randy. But I think it has to look like Roman is dominating this match, even if the Fiend interferes. I think like Roman, and this is no disrespect to Jey Uso, but it's like Roman kicking it into like 11th gear with intensity on Jey Uso is one thing, but he needs to do this to someone of Randy's caliber to really solidify his monster heel status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Roman wins. You could do a little fiend distraction, but I agree. Glenn is like Mugatu?
Mugatu? Is it Mugatu? Yeah. Well, how would you say? Alexa, Fiend, so hot right now.
Alan's asking if I was a PlayStation fan or Xbox. Back in the day, I was a PlayStation fan. Nate Erickson is saying Budo Elias losing on the day his new album drops. That's right, his new album drops. They mentioned that a lot on the show.
Well, they got it to number one.
They got it to number one. Yeah,
it's overtaken the Hamilton soundtrack for the soundtracks chart. Not number one on the entire iTunes chart, just the soundtracks chart.
Yeah, have him beat someone else. I bought it and it's great. Way better than his gimmicky first album. I'll have to listen to it. I haven't listened to it yet. Jamin John is asking Matt, do you still have that back tattoo? And is that inspired by Lesnar's back tattoo?
Wait, what? Are you asking, do I have a 3-foot No, it's probably 2 feet by 1 foot. Tattoo on my back. No, I took a eraser and I erased it off my back. Of course I still have
a laser.
Yeah, maybe you got covered. Maybe you pulled a Steve-O and got a portrait of yourself on your back.
My back tattoo weighs more than both of you. No, it's too big. It's an entire back. No. Although we did get it from the same place. As Batista got his back tattoo at as well. So maybe
Ross, you have any tattoos?
I don't even know. I don't even remember. Well, I don't know why, because I was a functioning addict at the time. So it wasn't all there.
Ross, you have any tattoos?
I do not. Surprise, surprise.
There you go. So back to the show, Drew McIntyre versus The Miz. Good match. Yeah. Drew McIntyre getting the win.
Yeah. I mean, he just lost the championship, right? So he has to be built back up somewhat.
Can't they have him beat Morrison? Right? I mean, Miz just won the Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
I mean, they do this a lot. Remember when Damian Sandow had it, Baron Corbin had it? If you're not already near the main event picture when you win the Money in the Bank, they just beat you and beat you and beat you, and then you don't get over when you either do win the title or fail.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. So
Miz's season of jobbing is beginning.
Drew pointed to the Thunderdome crowd after, and Matthew McConaughey was watching the action.
Yeah, with his two sons.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think, the celebrity cameos, though, via Zoom, aren't quite as impressive.
At least this is a legitimate A star, you know?
Yes, it is.
Not like Snooki. Glenn, you have ink. Yeah.
Ink? No, I mean, do I have any ink? Wow, that's I'm hip question. With the ink. I thought about it before, Glenn, and...
Say it that way. Say it that way.
Do I have any ink? Well, you know, Gatos Locos Forever on my on my neck. No.
It's Gatos.
Alonzo Smith. Matt Morgan is in a bad mood tonight. He sure is.
Oh, wait, pardon me. Was it Gatos Locos or Vados Locos in Blood In, Blood Out, Bound by Honor? God, I love that movie.
Oh.
I think it was Vados Locos.
Maybe
yes.
You're right.
No.
Let me go back and clown that guy. Bring him back up.
Jackson Cowens.
Come on. The one before it.
Oh, what was the one before it?
This one.
Who said that I was one. In a bad mood?
Alonzo Smith.
Alonzo, I'm going to come to you in the future to give me my lotto numbers, because you have a hell of a way to predict the future. Gee, you think, Alonzo? I started the show off saying I don't want to do it because this show absolutely sucked tonight.
It was terrible. As bad as you're making it out to be.
But on a kinder note, Matt, have you seen Bound by Honor, Blood In, Blood Out?
No, but it was painful to watch. How about this? 14 hours it took to do my back tattoo, 14 hours, was much painless than tonight's 3 hours. How about that?
Wow.
This was hard to get through.
I thought about getting a tattoo when I was younger, and I am not like a conservative. I was actually going to get Charlie Brown on my arm. Because I was like, what's something that I identify with that I would want my entire life? Well, I've always loved Charlie Brown. Like, that was for sure the one thing.
I thought you were going to say barbed wire.
Yes, clearly. I didn't do it partially. It's against Judaism. There's a whole thing. And I'm not a conservative Jew by any means. But that was part of my decision where, you know what, I'm not going to go that way. Yeah. Anyhow, so after that, let's talk about this promo. And I have to admit, I was out of the room when this started. So I heard Kofi and Xavier Woods as the Street Profits, and I really was unsure what was going on and did a double take when I came back in the room. Their impression of them was remarkably on point.
Spot on. Yeah, it was.
They did a good job. Yeah.
They did.
And they were hyping up Survivor Series, Sami Zayn versus Bobby Lashley. Please don't involve Bobby's sisters again. That's all I ask. Talked about Asuka versus Sasha Banks. Talked about Roman versus Randy. And it's going to be the Street Profits versus the New Day. I mean, this is pretty good. I'm actually more invested in these matches than the traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series matches.
Yes,
that last tag team match would be good.
Yeah, so we got a men's 5-on-5 elimination match, Team Raw versus Team SmackDown. Women's 5-on-5 elimination match. Obviously, Team Raw, Team SmackDown. We got Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Mandy Rose, Dana Brooke, and someone to be determined. Yeah, so it's basically the same stuff they're doing every year. I wish they would add some stakes to it where the winning team gets a draft pick or gets to pick someone from the other brand or just something to make it interesting, because this pay-per-view comes and goes and it never means anything.
Yeah, I agree. Brandon Hall, $10 super chat, said, being on Thunderdome's like being on a TV show. Clap, boo, smile, cheer. Lots of energy, guys. Hard to bring the energy in a show that is habitually bad. I don't know how people can do it. I did the tech rehearsal and I was bored after 10 minutes.
Huh? You're only on for like 10, 15 minutes, right?
No, I think you're supposed to be there the entire show and they just rotate your placement.
Yeah.
For a while, how come you're not doing it?
Doing a short period of time.
Why aren't you on there wearing a Wrestling Inc. shirt, Rosh?
Yeah. I'm not going on there.
Let's see. What else do we got?
Brett Murphy with the super chat saying, Matt, you're the best. Mr. Burns, wherever the hell he's at, not so much.
Yeah, sure. Eat it, Mr. Burns. I'm gonna make you money to give me a comeback. Bobby Burns.
So yeah, no NXT. We didn't get to talk about that. Yeah, so.
Lugatti, I'd be in a bad mood too if I had to watch Raw.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on them not having NXT? They weren't advertised for the Royal Rumble. They did have a couple people show
it.
Up. Bianca Belair.
I do not like it. I think it would have been cool to have NXT on this again.
Yeah.
It's like they went out of their way this year to be like, this is not the main roster. It's not on the level of Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say, though, tonight they were hyping the hell out of Halloween Havoc on NXT on Wednesday. I mean, it's nice to see them doing a little more promotion for the show.
It's a special gimmick. It's a one-off pay-per-view. It's to get eyes to their network, right? That's all that is. It's not because it's NXT.
Yeah, and it was just commercial. It's not like they showed any of the wrestlers coming out cutting a promo.
That's true. They haven't done that, though. I mean, they kind of barely did that back in, like, what, 2013, maybe?
Yeah, they had Charlotte and Natalya one time do something.
It would have made their show that we were watching, Raw or SmackDown, feel a lot cooler if they had done that, though. Because NXT was the hottest show back then.
Yeah. So let's talk about the women's Survivor Series team for Raw. Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. And then, Matt, did it surprise you that Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke are number 3 and number 4?
No. I think they're trying to do something with them. And sure. This will be good for them.
Well, what did you think of this then? Battling for that final spot on the Raw team were Lana, Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce, and Nikki Cross, and it was Lana that picked up that win.
I was not predicting that.
Like, do you think, hear me out on this, do you think this is more elaborate than just putting her through a table or burying her, keeping her in catering? Like, this is like weird mind games they're playing with Lana right now, and how they're giving her TV time, but just embarrassing her.
I agree. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it just coincidentally started the week that Rusev cut that promo on him in AEW.
Coincidentally.
Team Raw Survivor Series qualifier, Matt Riddle versus Sheamus. So, Raj, you're a fan of this match. Talk about what did it for you.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys really beat the hell out of each other. They weren't, they were hitting each other with some stiff shots. And it was back and forth. I thought it was really physical, but, you know, I just kind of knew that Matt Riddle was losing just the way, you know, when he's not winning and when he's not losing, he's teaming with the Lucha House Party and he's kind of in that, you know, that realm. So it's clear they don't have big plans for him anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he took the loss here, but I thought the match itself was really good. I thought it was the best match Sheamus has had in forever.
Wow. So,
does Sheamus really need a victory?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Raj, are you team bro or team fella?
Ugh. That's what team I'm on. Ugh.
Team Ugh. Yeah, Sheamus got the win. I don't know what they're doing with Riddle. I mean, this is just all
there's
very...
no ex- Listen, guys, there's no excuse for him not to be Sheamus. I'm sorry. There's no excuse for that.
If you want to bring up
even if you don't have, sorry, Rods, even if you don't have big plans for him, I don't care. Sheamus, it is not imperative that he wins. It's just not.
Yeah, and I say this, I'm not a fan of Matt Riddle's. I think there are, you know, he certainly has had some controversy that I think deserves
we strictly mean in the ring.
But this is what I'm saying, man. I'm saying given all of that, right, given my own personal feelings about that, given my own personal feelings about his character, I still think, like, oh, man, why is he losing tonight? Like, this is just, even with all that, this seemed really shocking.
I mean, that's my thing is these guys, Keith Lee, Matt Riddle, even Retribution, once you put Ali in, at least give them a shot before you take their legs out from under
them.
And they take their legs out from under them almost right away. And you just see it time and time again. And that's why you're not seeing any new stars. The one guy they're not taking their leg, you know, his legs out of him is Lars Sullivan right now. And that's really it as far as new stars.
Which is from NXT. Very puzzling because given how abrupt his starts
they
and stops
have been. They need to take the legs out.
Well, late last time was injury, but.
Yeah.
You got your reply, Matt, from Nuclear Heat Bobby Burns saying Brett Murphy and Morgan Mega Tools confirmed.
Oh, my God. Dude, and you paid money to go out like that? Oh, my God. That was literally...
Fuck 99. Folks,
you hear wrestlers refer to a fart in church? You just witnessed it. And he paid $1.99. What a mizark.
There is this money-making Double J saying half of the roster doesn't like Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle does have some heat with Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins recently said in a news interview that he doesn't want to work with Riddle.
Jeez.
What's that?
Jeez, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a delay on this shit, guys. I'm hanging up and coming back. It's annoying me.
Okay.
I'll be back. Sorry.
Okay. Sure. Do you hear a delay with me, Glenn?
No, you're fine. Okay. By the way, Matt Morgan's geez, really. I want my virtual Matt Morgan soundboard. I want fans to go through and cut out different Matt reactions. I'm going to load it up on an iPad. And then when Matt can't make it one night, we're going to have virtual Matt Morgan. I'll just hit the buttons for all his reactions. He'll call somebody old boy or old girl. It'll be great. And this Ali promo backstage for Retribution was nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just the same thing they've been saying. Tina Miller saying they don't give them a chance to do anything. How can they prove they can hang if you don't give them the opportunity? Absolutely. Let me hit the nail right on the head. And 1 second. Let's get Matt back, and I'll tell the story.
Oh, there.
There. Can you hear me now?
The show's still going on. Yeah, the show's still going on.
It is.
Damn it.
So Riddle and Riddle's wife had written some stuff about Becky Lynch last year, pissed them off.
I heard
and
this.
Apparently Seth is still not keen on working with Mr. Riddle.
Well, maybe that's it then. Maybe he has so much heat that this is his punishment. He's got to go through hell and back a little bit, eating some humble pie by having losses on television. Maybe that's what it is, but he'll work his way out of it. If that's what it is.
And he's had his past heat with Brock Lesnar, as we all know, Bill Goldberg. Yeah.
Let's talk about A Moment of Bliss, which closed the show tonight. And with this, we had Alexa out there and welcoming Randy Orton. And this was kind of standard. And even Randy Orton was saying, where's the Fiend? Like, come on, let's get this going. And then instead, Drew McIntyre came out. Rushed the stage, started brawling with Orton, and then the Fiend came out to the arena, turned red. He was on the ramp staring at Drew. Drew was staring at the Fiend. The Fiend was behind Orton. It was interesting how this worked. I mean, there was a lot of staring. There was a lot of brawling going on between Drew and Orton, and then this just abruptly went off the air. It was probably the most abrupt ending I could think of in recent memory.
Yeah, it ended up with Randy getting the better of him, right? As the show went off the air.
Of Drew, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it was there.
You know, I was interested when it was Randy and Alexa because you knew the Fiend was coming out.
Yeah.
I was interested to see where they were going to go from there. He did come out for a little bit where Randy just walked off. And then once he started brawling with Drew, it's just like I've been watching this for 3 months straight. It's just, man, it's time to move on.
It is time.
I don't know if they're kind of doing a three-way feud with Bray and those guys right now, but...
Or Miz instead of Bray.
Yeah, but...
With his briefcase.
Yeah, but they had Randy fighting with Drew. Gosh, anyway, I just... I'm over this feud.
Yeah.
Blame me.
Sorry, my wife is sending me houses to look at, which is more interesting than much of Monday Night Raw tonight. So what do we got?
Jackson Collins is saying the Undertaker random rumors to be at Survivor Series. He is going to be there, and it's the 30th anniversary. I think he'll do a program with Reigns. I don't think so. He's going to squash just somebody.
Could you imagine?
Elias is there to eat a chokeslam. That's what will happen.
Although, could you imagine if the Fiend came out and called the Undertaker, and that was the last time we saw the Undertaker on WWE TV?
That'd be great for the Fiend.
That'd be effective.
Won't happen.
Yeah. No, never happen.
Ron Wally is asking, who's the bigger heel? Roman after WrestleMania 33 or Mr. Burns?
Ew, you're giving him way too much credit. You're a mark, too, for even saying that.
LJ is at, this is a good question. LJ is asking, why call up people like Keith Lee, Bianca, and many others and not do anything with them? They aren't going to use them the way they did. Then leave them where they are. Exactly. Yes. Keith Lee was way more effective with what he was doing in NXT there at the end.
Much more. And he made the show cooler, better on NXT. If you're going to take one of your main stars off that show, at least pretend to care about them enough to book them semi-okay. Not this garbage.
It's very, very weird that they would take someone away who had so much momentum.
It makes no business. It makes no business sense.
Yeah. As El Pompa saying, Undertaker will bury Retribution. I could see him destroying Retribution. They are kind of the Elias now. The kind of the joke.
the Elias.
You know the joke of the show.
But...
Whereas Elias is more treated more seriously right now.
I feel like Retribution, though. Okay, so not with everyone, and certainly not with the majority of those masks. But I think that Ali kind of babyfaced Retribution a little bit. I think Mia Yim has goodwill from the fans. Like, we don't want to see Retribution fail, or at least not as much as we wanted them to pre-Ali. I don't know.
I want to see Dijakovic and Mia Yim with new gimmicks, and Ali, you know.
Dijakovic slap nuts. Which one's he? Slapjack?
Teabag.
It's sad that I can't remember what the joke nicknames are versus the real nicknames. That's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Nope.
Not at all. Dr. Zyler Spree, Buck99. To be honest, I was looking forward to Drew versus Roman in Survivor Series. I think that'll be great. Just or I think that would have been great. But I think Randy, though, man, that's like Drew would have gotten destroyed against Roman. That would have been very bad.
They
for
wouldn't
Drew.
Have destroyed Drew with
you
all
don't
this
think so?
Build. No. But
no, they wouldn't destroy him, but
I feel like that's too big of a match to do at Survivor Series. That's almost like a WrestleMania match if you can't get The Rock. You know, like they almost blew Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey at Survivor Series. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Ronda
yeah.
Rousey got her nose busted, so they went with Charlotte.
God, that was, what, 2 years ago?
Two or three. 34,
Seems like so long ago. B-Money04, if Samoa Joe can get cleared to get back in the ring, how would you guys feel about Samoa Joe Fiend feud?
Well, I don't know why he's picking Fiend. Yeah. I would like to see him with somebody else that Joe could just dominate.
Matt Riddle. That's where Riddle is
now. I don't know. I think I want to see Samoa Joe cutting a promo that, you know, he's going to take over the Firefly Funhouse and Ramblin' Rabbit's going to call him daddy. And, you know.
Did you hear him? He called him daddy. That's Joe's comment on everything recently. He gets so excited.
Joe versus AJ, I don't think we appreciated at the time how great that feud was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Manny Fresh is asking if Wrestling Inc. is hiring. What are the qualifications? You can send an email to jobs@wrestlinginc.com with your resume and qualifications. So,
Manny Fresh, you gotta be able to get the scoops, man. The backstage scoops on the wrestling rumors, brother. No?
Well, there's a bunch of other. We run a bunch of other stuff as well.
So. Yeah, better watch out, Morgan. Manny Fresh is gonna take your gig.
Please do. Exactly.
And Ryan Manley, before we start getting into some of this news here, Ryan Manley saying, hey guys, first time, long time. Sorry if this is off topic because I live in Alaska and I tend to watch these on the delay with these shows, saving the podcast. Well, thank you. Much appreciated.
Awesome. Thank you, Ryan.
All right. So that was Raw. And so Raw, they're staying through the Thunderdome this month and until November 24th, and their lease at the Amway Center is up and they got to move. So they're looking at arenas now in Texas, North Carolina, and yeah. What? So
what? Wait, why not release this place or do it?
Because they're bringing sports back. So the ECHL, they're scheduled to start up back in mid-December at the Amway Center. So yeah, they're looking to find a new arena.
So won't most places be bringing sports back?
I think they're looking for ones that aren't yet, but they're looking at multiple places. So I think, you know, something that they can move around. But
they need to come to Ryder Park. Ryder Park, Wrestling fans, make that happen. Rosh, give me 1 second. Jesus Christmas. Make the hashtag Ryder Park, R-E-I-T-E-R, for WWE to come to our park here in Longwood. I want them here. Outdoors, too.
All right. Oh. So this is what I was going to say. For the Thunderdome, they need a setting that can hold all the heavy equipment. So only a lot of the newer indoor arenas can do that. So until they move away from the Thunderdome to actual fans, I think they're going to only look at new indoor arenas that can handle their setup.
But that's what I understand. But here in Florida, we're bringing fans back.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure why.
Why aren't WWE just opening their doors and having fans come back, like the other sports will be?
Maybe they don't want to do it in front of small crowds. Maybe they feel the Thunderdome sounds better than doing a small crowd because they don't want to be. I don't think they want to be the first ones with a full crowd.
I was just gonna say because I think it could be wrong that Florida is gonna be doing normal crowds. No,
they've given the permission to do that, but no one's doing it.
Okay.
So yeah, up until now, no one's really doing it that I've seen, at least not sports and major sports. Huh. And so what Ryan was going to say is he's headed to this week to he saves our podcast to keep him occupied on the plane. He's headed down to our neck of the woods for IVF.
Wow.
Keep being awesome and wish you luck, man. Good luck.
Good luck with that.
IVF, IVF.
In vitro fertilization.
Yes, me and my wife through 7 bouts of that stuff. Very expensive. Wow. Godspeed, my friend. I hope it works out for you guys. Seriously.
And doesn't it greatly increase your chance of having twins or triplets?
Yep.
I was hoping it would.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of friends that have had to do it for many years, like a bunch of times.
Remember what a big deal twins were when we were growing up? And they get like those. Really? Did she ever have that sweet gig with Double Mint? I feel like they were really keeping twins well taken care of for the better part of the 80s.
No, but I used to ask her the stupid my first date questions. So you and your sister, like, trade each other in classes? Like, you go in her class, she goes in yours, and play a joke on the teacher? Like, we're talking, I'm in college at this time. Why am I bringing that up? Why am I saying that, like, on my first date with my wife? Seriously.
And be like, you swear to me I've always been with you, right? Like, you never, like, thought it would be, like, a little funny switcheroo. Like,
that has never entered in my head until now. Thanks a lot, Glenn.
I'm just saying. No, I would ask the same ignorant questions, Matt. That would be 100% because everything I know is TV and movies.
Yes. Yes. Full House episode.
Remember in that Richard Pryor movie Moving, when his twin sons get to the new school, they say there's only one of them and they take turns going to classes. The other one hides out in the bathroom all day. So they this is what I think of the entire time.
Yep.
Also this week, ROH, they took Marty Scurll off of their website, off of the roster.
Why?
He was a part of the Me Too stuff. with a girl who's 16 in the UK, which is legal there. Obviously, it's not legal in most. I don't think it's legal anywhere in the US. I could be wrong, but a lot, most states, it's not. And anyway, he this girl had given some statements back then, but anyway, this this week they removed him from the roster. He has no role with the company right now. He was the head booker and a wrestler. He has not been fired. He is still with the company, but no official role right now with the company.
So if you don't mind me asking, why did they wait till now to do this? Hasn't this been known for like a couple months now?
Well, they said they were doing their own investigation, looking into
it. Oh, so there's the answer. Okay.
Or maybe they just don't seem, you know, who knows? But
okay.
Yeah, there's no official reason. Justin Lopez saying the NBA is looking at December 22nd as the start of the new season. Oh, yeah, that too. It'll be a shortened 72-game season without a bubble, so they'll be at home arenas. Yep, that as well. So they're going to have a hard time finding arenas unless they just start running normally and doing it at a percentage capacity in the states that they can. So Tucker, we saw, kind of started a feud with Otis, and everyone's like, what's the point? Tucker is on Raw. Otis is on SmackDown. And so just quietly moved Tucker back to SmackDown. So Tucker is on SmackDown.
Feud of the year.
Raj, how does Otis say Tucker? How does he say it?
How does he what?
How does he pronounce Tucker's name?
Tucky? Right?
Yeah, but do the voice.
Oh. You do it.
He says Tucker or something like that.
Tucker?
It's something weird like that. It's annoying.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Anyway, at least we had a good pay-per-view last night.
We did. Yeah. We did. I enjoyed last night's pay-per-view.
There you have it, folks. He's at BP Matt Morgan. He's like 30 seconds away from falling asleep on this very podcast. He is at Raj Giri _303. I'm at Glenn Rubenstein. Wednesday night, be back here for coverage of Halloween Havoc and AEW. Who's on the Wednesday night lineup, Raj?
So it'll be me, Justin, and Matt.
There you go. Yeah. And Friday night, just me and Matt Morgan?
That is correct.
Oh, Matt, things we'll be able to talk about. Yes. The rails we'll be able to go off of.
Yes.
Tune in for that for SmackDown coverage on Friday. Until then, take care, everyone. We'll catch you back here on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.